That was the go live button. Oh, hi guys, we'll be right back. You can't hear that through the microphone, right?
You're pretty fancy.
You know what?
You got to wait for Jack for that one, man.
I will.
Jack, that's a McGinty classic.
That's a definite McGinty classic. I don't know. Maybe hi, Charles. Maybe we're not getting a McGinty tonight. You never know.
Oh, that's
you're
true.
You're blurry, man.
Am I?
Yeah, you're blurry. Mm. You got a lens cleaner?
I probably do. Somewhere. But how you been, man, while I'm cleaning lenses and stuff?
Man, you know what? I had a nice weekend. How about you? You did some playing, didn't you?
I did, last minute. I mean, it was, you know, Memorial Day weekend. So, mostly just hanging out. I did some playing on Friday. I played at Slim's Irish Pub in Bensalem.
Ooh, that's close.
Saw they were doing their signups last night for their PS5 Madden tournament.
Just go.
That they're doing. They have a huge screen, so they're running a tournament for PS5. Like couches in front of this huge wall. This is just a big TV. It's pretty cool.
I wish I was good at Madden. It would be something interesting to me, but I'm really not good at Madden. Ooh, the Phillies are winning.
So that was I was there. That was cool.
Hi to your mom.
Hi. Did that? Not much else. That wise, watched some stuff, binged all of the new Stranger Things this weekend.
Yes, you did. That was all you tonight. I did not start season one yet.
Yeah, that's you don't. I don't think you need. I think jump in season four.
Yeah, I now see.
At this point, well, I don't think you need the first three seasons. They do a lot of flashbacks.
Somebody told me to watch season one and then stop.
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, that's a horrible idea.
I watched a couple of things this week, and I look, dude, I took off. I was off Friday and I just went back to work today. Today?
Oh.
Is today Wednesday?
It's a rough life you lead.
Yeah, yeah. I took off. I took a long, long break. Good. Now there's two.
Great. I love it.
There's two light lines going right down the middle of your screen.
I love it. There.
There they're gone.
Now it's better, right? Is that good?
Yes.
Just perfect. Like that.
All it needs is the mute.
Good.
No, and I went over from Matty Kaplan's house on Monday and just laid in his pool for like three, four hours. It was wonderful.
Dedicated right there, those things. That's amazing.
Yeah, they are. They're not moving. They're just staying there.
Hold on.
Nope. Yep.
Oh, it's right there. Found it. So if I put my hand right here.
If you do that for an hour.
And leave it here the whole time.
Just an hour. Got a book?
That's weird.
You got a wife? No,
she's not watching. She's busy. She might be. She does that sometimes. Yeah. Hold on, I got plans here. I can do things. So yeah. So
So I soaked in the pool. I almost went to Sea Isle, and then I went. You know what? I'm smarter than that, and I didn't go to Sea Isle, and I'm really grateful for that.
Are you?
Went to the movies on Thursday.
Oh, did you? What'd you see?
Yeah. There was a Friday Night Lights marathon at the AMC.
Totally tracks that you would go see that.
No, Top Gun Maverick. We got a lot of spoilers to talk about tonight.
I don't know if you need to spoil Top Gun. I think
I'm spoiling the shit out of Top Gun.
I mean, it's I don't know what you can spoil.
Well, there's a big spoiler.
I haven't seen it yet, so I think maybe you don't do a big spoiler.
Oh, okay. See, I wasn't.
Wasn't going to spoil Stranger Things for anybody.
Oh, I don't care if you.
But I will talk about it at some point. Because it's probably one of the best seasons of television I've seen in a long time.
You're saying that we got a lot of Star Wars news. Lot of we could do. We got the Obi-Wan show that's out.
Yeah, I'm all caught up. Are you all caught up?
I rushed home from work today because I had heard how awesome this episode was, and I have some issues, but they're not with this series, but they're with Star Wars.
Oh, so interesting.
We'll get to that later.
So yeah, we have some time on there. We'll take a poll before we get to
yes,
Obi-Wan Kenobi time to see if we're talking about episodes 1 and 2 or 1, 2, and 3.
Yes. It was hot as hell this weekend.
It was. I finished Fear the Walking Dead too.
Oh, that's another one I'm right behind you on.
Yeah, you're only like seven seasons behind.
I'm right there. I'm almost there.
But another one where they just continue to find new ways to tell stories that aren't zombie related.
No,
they're just there. Like they're not about none of those shows are about zombies anymore. The zombies just happen to be there, but it's all about how different groups try and rebuild society their own way.
That's neat.
And what impact that has on the other people that have survived the zombie apocalypse and how they're getting through.
I mean, that sounds kind of neat. At least it's not zombie related, because that would tap me out fully.
Yeah, I mean, they're there all the time, but it's like a side story at this point. The zombie stuff, like it's
right.
It's a sub plot line.
Gotcha. Super. Oh, good.
It's about that time.
Yep. Pretty much.
And all the neighbors' dogs came out, right?
Every night,
right around 7:06.
Hudson.
That's what I feel like happens every week.
Good. None of these buttons are working. That's awesome.
Since you didn't watch, I will talk Stranger Things for a minute while we're waiting.
Absolutely.
So if you haven't watched any of Stranger Things, I won't spoil anything specifically. Too bad. But the new season is the most horror that they've gone. Has the best twists of any of the seasons so far, I would say, where it's things that you're like, oh yeah, I saw that coming, and then nope, you didn't see all of it coming, because they go the extra mile with the twist. It's fantastic writing. Okay. It made Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush number one on iTunes, bringing that song back, which is a fantastic song from the 80s.
Wow, is it no Kenny Loggins?
No. Stranger Things is a little bigger than Top Gun.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh yeah, worldwide, 100%. I saw just as many posts about Stranger Things as I did Top Gun. And they use that song for an entire episode. There's just this like character study of what happens when you think that you're
I know Bush. I don't want to come down.
No, the other Bush. Kate's Bush.
I don't know her Bush.
Oh,
continue.
So what happens when you think that you're at the end and you're a teenager, and like how do you cope with that? And what are you doing? What would you do? And what would you say? It's fantastic. That's probably one of the better episodes. And they just have so every episode's over an hour. The seventh episode was an hour and 38 minutes. They have so many storylines going that there's not any filler.
Oh,
it is the opposite of so many shows that have been on.
So it's like, better than The Flash.
It's better than Moon Knight was.
Yeah, Moon Knight was confusing.
It's good. Right up there with most of the Star Wars shows lately, if not better than most of them.
Okay.
Because one, you're not getting 30-minute episodes with 10 minutes of credits.
Right.
But two, there's like five to six constant storylines going on, because you've had 3 seasons to establish all these characters. Right. And they're all in different places and they're all going in different directions now. But you jump through all of them seamlessly on this show now, and there's no dead time. Like, there's no like, oh, this is just great, we need to do this exposition for no good reason. There's a reason, and it's great and it's engaging. Like, I can't recommend it enough. You would dig it. It's gone out of being a show that's just there for like 80s nostalgia that kind of has some spooky stuff to like,
right,
just a great horror thriller.
Yeah, but I'm not a big horror guy. Like, I don't.
Yeah, but it's yeah. I get you. Was Doctor Strange a horror movie?
Doctor Strange was a shitty movie.
Well, yeah, I know. But so it's different definitions of horror, right?
Yes.
It's more like the Haunting of Hill House It's more of that kind of vibe, which is a horror, but like a thriller.
I honestly, I don't know. I keep saying I have this invisible list of shows that I'm going to watch. I do have plans to watch Stranger Things at some point.
I mean, they moved into high school. They're in the Hellfire Club, which is the D&D club at the high school now.
Okay. And because of the D&D relation is why a lot of people are like, you'll love it. You'll love it. And the 80s stuff and Winona. And
look, I got my picture somewhere of me being in the role-playing club back in junior high.
I wasn't in the club.
And the people looked very similar to the ones that are in this Stranger Thing episode. We all had our jean jackets.
I had a jean jacket. Thing.
There was a lot of mullets.
Was there a Mazes and Monsters callback?
No, because it's too late for that. It's like 86. It's not the late 70s.
See, Brett, I don't know. It's weird. Brett wants to know how it's possible that he's seen something I haven't. And Brett is notoriously not watching our shows anymore because we've like gone light years past the stuff that he does watch. So everything that we end up talking about is a spoiler. So he doesn't, he doesn't pop in because
that's fair.
Right, that's what I said to him the other day. And here he is, he's all up on the Stranger Things, and I haven't seen a single episode yet.
Yeah, it's so worth it. Like I said, I don't think you need the first three seasons, though, Frank. You can dive in here. Well, there's like the 5-minute recap at the beginning.
Right.
It'll get you up to speed for the most part. But, teen angst, you're good.
Yeah, but like I told you yesterday, Jason Street, dude, he might never play football again. I don't know. It's the first episode.
No, don't do it. Go watch Heart of Dixie instead.
See, he's there. You go. He hasn't seen this season.
It's been out for 5 days. It's fine.
Oh, I know. It's
a lot of it was an investment. It was like every night I had to cram some, and I crammed some first thing in the morning on the holiday weekend, then went and did stuff and came back and crammed a few more episodes.
Right. I didn't write a script for tonight. Usually I write a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm kind of throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
There was a lot. There was some DC, more DC stuff.
There
was Marvel stuff. There was.
I didn't actually get any DC or Marvel stuff. The only
whole
DC,
celebration.
The celebration stuff. I have a bunch of stuff. I did have a quick Netflix. They're going to stop making mega expensive movies. They're going to refocus their movie production away from mega budgets that give carte blanche to filmmakers because their first quarter losses were substantial.
Hence they're also cracking down on password sharing worldwide.
Yeah, what does it say? So, one of their first films cost $90 million, and it was at the time the most expensive project they ever financed was Will Smith's
Bright.
Yep. And then The Irishman was $175 million,
and that was just to make them look young,
right? Right.
And pay them stupid amounts of money to come back.
Red Notice had a $200 million price tag.
Yeah,
and that was probably just half of Dwayne's salary.
I think Six Underground or whatever it was the same way.
Yep, Six Underground, The Adam Project.
All the Ryan Reynolds stuff.
The Gray Man. So they're gonna kind of focus on smaller projects, which makes sense because they're hemorrhaging money and our prices are going up.
Well, look, when almost everybody in the world subscribes to your service, you're going to hit a wall for growth.
At some point, yes.
I will say not Netflix related, but other stuff that I don't know if you had there. So the Gotham Knights trailer dropped.
Oh, dude. What the hell did I watch?
Did you watch this?
I watched it just – I put off watching it until just 15 minutes ago. What did Brett say? And they don't corner the market on shows anymore. People drop their subscriptions to pick up other options. Yeah. And people are also watching through other means, that I don't promote on this show, but there are other ways to watch content. There always have been, but it's like cutting the cord back. And when everybody dropped cable for Netflix, now everybody's dropping Netflix for other streaming platforms.
Yeah. And I will say, I'd love to cut some of the streaming stuff out. The only one I may be able to cut is Peacock.
I cut out HBO Max.
But there's three shows on HBO Max that I'm actively interested in watching right now because I pay for my shows.
Right. I have another way to watch, but it's paid for. It's paid for.
Sure.
He pays for his server. Anyway.
Got it. I have Hacks. I have The Flight Attendant. Young Justice is still going on HBO Max.
Gotham Knights is coming.
Oh.
Dude, what did I watch?
We canceled Legends of Tomorrow and Batwoman and picked this garbage up.
The trailer was horrible.
I would have rather that they cast some of these people in those other shows.
Let me ask you, and I don't even know what Hey, Dylan. I don't even know where to start with this.
Dylan, I hope you watch the Gotham Knights trailer.
The bat mask. How is that even? Like, that's the cheapest. Like, they went to the dollar store and got a Batman mask and put it on a thing and put lights under it.
Let's talk about
an awful mask.
There's been 7 Robins. And yeah. 4 of them were his adopted sons. And this main character of this show is none of them. I guarantee you, though, the end of the first season, the twist will be this kid's name is not Trevor or whatever it is. And it's really Damian or Jason.
It's not a Wawa t-shirt, Pete. It's even better. It's a John shirt.
And you get that it's one of the actual Robins at the end of it. But you have, like, they said, what crappy B-list characters from Batman can we pull in?
So here's the list of I guess, the main characters.
Oh, it's so bad.
Misha Collins is Harvey Dent.
Which is fine, but he's just the adult chasing after those darn kids. Right.
Is that the guy that I thought was Ben Barnes? Not Ben Barnes.
No.
The guy that played Commissioner Gordon in the other Gotham TV show.
No.
Not Ben Barnes. Who am I thinking of?
The guy from Gotham?
Yes. He's not in this, right? I don't see his name. No. I swear to God, I thought I saw him.
No, the guy that's married to Morena Baccarin?
Yeah.
No, not him at all.
Okay.
This is the guy from Supernatural. He was
right.
The angel on Supernatural.
That's right. Okay. And then we got Duella.
Duella Dent.
Right. That's horrible.
Or is it now? Or is it Duella?
Duella Joker?
She's Joker's daughter, but she went by Duella Dent because her story was she was Two-Face's daughter. She was a one-off character they introduced in the mid-70s in the Teen Titans comic book.
Right.
Back the original Teen Titans when it was like Robin, Kid Flash, Wonder Girl.
Right.
And Joker's daughter was introduced there and became Duella Dent. Like, she popped in and out.
Right.
And then when they brought it back in the 90s, she was just like an overweight, middle-aged woman who like had retired and was like, I made all that stuff up. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. And then we have Carrie Kelly.
Yeah.
Who's
the Robin from Dark Knight Returns.
Robin, right. That was the one that was supposed to be cast in That was the one that was supposed to be cast in Justice League, right? That everybody thought. She's the one with the crazy, like, what is it, red hair?
Yeah.
Comics. Okay.
Yeah, she's from the Frank Miller Dark Knight stuff.
Right. She's just dark in this one. Then there's Stephanie Brown.
Right. Who was another Robin that was introduced in the comics like 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Harper Row. What guy is she?
She's not. So Harper Row is just a side character.
Okay.
That's been around. She's an LGBTQ character. She's on Young Justice.
Right.
She plays an interesting, she's Halo's, I think they might be official boyfriend or girlfriend now. I'm not sure.
Gotcha. And then there's Cullen Rowe, brother.
Yeah. I forget where they were introduced, but, okay. Those two characters are like fairly recent. Maybe they were introduced in Stargirl.
Okay. And then Turner Hayes is Bruce Wayne's son.
Yeah. But none of his sons that we know of.
Right. Our name,
just Turner a random Hayes. Adopted son.
Cool. And then there's Brody. And then Coach and the Channel 64 reporter. That's the series cast.
Yeah. And it looks so bad. It has officially turned me off to watching something.
Same.
One of these DC shows. I saw
someone post that I was looking on the Facebook page about their trailer. And someone said that at this point, CW should just not be allowed to do any DC properties ever again. They should have their license, like their privileges, just revoked.
No, it looks like if you did Titans really wrong.
It does not look interesting, and I'm probably not even going to hate watch it.
No, I won't.
I'll hate watch Mighty Ducks season 2 without Emilio Estevez over this.
I would take another season of Supergirl.
Wow.
That's how bad it looks.
Wow.
And I hated Supergirl for the last few seasons.
Yeah, you did.
Speaking of that, the Flash leveled up again, in case you're worried.
I cannot bring myself to watch it yet. I still can't. And I know Superman's coming back. Superman.
It was back last night.
That's right. And I'm looking forward to sitting down and watching that.
It's still holding up.
Yeah.
We'll see if it makes it to the end of the season.
So a show that I am very, very interested in, and I know you haven't, you're not into that side of the star. This is the Trek side of the star, Wars side of the star. It continues to deliver episode after episode. It's just so good.
Strange Worlds, Journeys, Bold.
Strange New Worlds is doing like the original series, little episodes, like standalone episodes with a small subplot, little couple small subplots running through that are really, really good. Now, it's kind of messing with the. So it's hard, I think, to do a show from the 60s where the technology was just, you know, really bad.
Right.
And it was all flips and switches and stuff. And now you're doing a show set in that same era in 2022 where they still have flips and switches, but you've got computers the way they should be, the way they should have been then. You know what I mean? Right. Like and the transporter functions are light years ahead of where they should be canonically. Yeah, right. There you go. Computer stop. It's my Alexa.
She was so impressed that you used that word. She just had to say something. She was like, Frank, I just wanted to let you know you're doing a great job.
She was. But they're weaving really good stuff. And there was an original, I don't know, you didn't watch the original series, did you?
Yeah.
So do you remember the episode where they first encountered the Romulans and the Romulans were chasing them and like they couldn't see them because they were invisible? And sure. They did an episode kind of like that, only they made the Gorn, which is the big green monster that Kirk fought on the planet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they made the Gorn the enemies in the ship and the way they did it. And it was really, really well done. I mean... Oh, nice. Yeah, the acting is really good. The characters are great. It's been so far. It's been my second favorite show to watch of new shows.
Wow, what, right with behind your first being... Obi-Wan. Really?
Yeah, Obi-Wan's. Hmm. I'm. We're gonna talk about it, but we'll talk about it in. Yeah,
it's good to know. That's up there for you. So I don't think there was anything else. Oh. So my buddy, who hopefully we'll get on soon,
yes,
in the next few weeks, was on The Chase. If you watch The Chase, which is like all the old super smart people from Jeopardy and some British shows or the ones they go up against, it's three people go on. It's a trivia game show, and they have to answer questions and beat one of the experts there. Mm-hmm. And my buddy Rich, who used to play trivia at my trivia night every Tuesday and was on Jeopardy, I don't know, maybe five, six years ago. Mm-hmm. Lost to Austin when Austin the bartender had his Matt crazy run. But Rich was on The Chase. And if you'd like to watch that episode, it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So you can catch that. It's still on demand or on Hulu. But I'm going to hopefully we'll get him on in the next few weeks to talk about what that was like.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
And pulling back to the DC thing, I'm going to get my friend Tim, who's just starring in a YouTube movie, The Girl in the Mask, on.
Oh, nice.
Once that releases, which should be in the next few weeks. It's an indie movie actually about, spoiler is the name of the character, Stephanie Brown.
Batman,
he plays Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll try and get him on too. So we got some good stuff coming up this summer.
Yeah, I should actually look for guests too, right? Yeah, that would be a thing.
Probably.
Before I go to the other thing, here's this quick little, because I haven't done a list in a while. Uh-oh. Here's a quick little most anticipated 2022 sci-fi movie still to come. Dylan, before I do that, Dylan is ready for the Arkham Asylum series. Yes. That sounds like it's light years better than Gotham, whatever the hell Gotham was. Gotham, boring nights, whatever.
The Gotham Knights, not the yes. Gotham. Gotham is one of the most underrated television good. Shows of the last 20 years.
Yeah, the Batman payoff wasn't as good, but it
didn't need it though.
So good leading up to it, it didn't matter. Yeah. All right. So the most anticipated 2022 sci-fi movie still to come. First one is one I've never heard of that's coming out in 2 days. Crimes of the Future.
Oh.
Is the long-awaited Crimes of the Future.
Is it?
Is a Viggo Mortensen movie.
Oh.
Yes. He plays a performance artist whose extensive body modifications blur the line between man and machine. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada.
I thought he'd retired.
The return of influential body horror legend David Cronenberg makes Crimes of the Future an exciting prospect for lovers of the genre. Okay. Stars Kristen Stewart, Leah Sado, and Scott Speedman.
It's a good cast.
It is. It is. Not a movie I heard of. The second one actually is a movie I heard of. That's coming out in 9 days from this as from the recording of this show on June 1st. It would be Jurassic World Dominion.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Yes. A lot of people heard of that one.
It looks fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see if they pull it off. If it's going to be the end of the Jurassic series,
that's what it's supposed to be.
They have a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
To pull that off.
A lot of this.
But the first, the two with Chris Pratt are both super enjoyable. I just wish Chris Pratt wasn't so
That little
mustache is just a lot. It's a lot to deal with.
June 17th, also coming in theaters, Lightyear. The Buzz Lightyear cartoon.
It makes no sense.
It's just a cash grab at this point, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense to tell a futuristic story about a space guy that the toy's based off of.
Right.
When it's in the future. I don't understand.
I don't know. And so immediately after Top Gun Maverick, director Joseph Kosinski has a Spider-Man sequel called Spider-Head. Okay, it's not a Spider-Man sequel, but it's a movie called Spider-Head that's coming June 17th to Netflix with Chris Hemsworth.
Is it about somebody that gets a spider egg in their head?
It's adapted from the acclaimed dystopian short story Escape from Spider-Head. Chris Hemsworth is a deceptively friendly CEO who offers reduced sentences for convicts who allow themselves to be experimented on with mood-altering drugs. Miles Teller is also in it.
It's Netflix.
Netflix. Yeah.
All right, we'll see. I mean, okay. Chris Hemsworth has all those Netflix random movies, does like Extraction.
Yeah.
Extraction 2. I couldn't get through Extraction. It was so bad.
And then he's got one July 8th coming out in theaters. It's a bit of a big tentpole movie.
Yeah, we got that trailer after our last podcast.
We did. Thor: Love and Thunder. We didn't even get to talk about the trailer.
That's what I'm saying. We talked about the teaser.
We did. I thought the trailer was great, actually. I thought it was funny. You get a little emo Thor in there.
Yeah, I Taika Waititi has not done much wrong.
Uh-uh.
So I'm gonna let him keep going. We'll see what happens with it.
Little naked Thor?
Yeah, with his Loki tattoo on his back.
I thought that was great. So if you hadn't seen the trailer, at the end of the trailer, Zeus snaps his clothes away, and he's standing there completely naked, blurred out, of course. And on his back, somebody zoomed in and saw he's got the Loki's horns, his helmet, and it says R.I.P. Loki as a tattoo on his back. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, how do you tattoo a god?
How does Superman shave after Superman in Man of Steel?
He uses heat vision and a mirror.
Yeah.
It's in the comics. They came to the solution to it. No he uses shit, a mirror really? And his heat vision to shave. That's how he gets clean shaven.
Get the hell out of here, really?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. I never even thought of that. Yeah. I would take a Korg movie series, as Dylan mentioned.
Yeah. There was another one that I just saw that they were like, they would have to do a Peacemaker style to pull off. Oh, the Punisher.
Punisher, yeah.
They would have to do a Peacemaker style at this point.
This one comes out July 22nd, and the name of the movie is exactly my thoughts on it. I was sitting in the movie theater with Ange and Ray watching Top Gun, and the minute this trailer came on, the very first thing I looked over at Angie and I went, nope. And then I found out, oh, that's the name of the movie. Nope. That's how I feel about this movie. Nope.
Is that
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele.
He's not Pele. He's Peele.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks a lot like Us and Get Out.
Cowboys and Aliens.
It doesn't look anything like Cowboys and Aliens. Yeah. I mean, that's what's
it's
in
the
it.
Concept, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it looks like Us and Them, which is Get Out, and
yeah, I'm okay.
It's fine.
I don't need it. August 5th on Hulu is Prey.
Nope.
Prey takes place in the 1700s in the Comanche Nation, following a warrior's attempt to protect her tribe from the infamous franchise villain. That would be the Predator.
Oh, is this Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren?
No.
Oh, Predator in the 1700s.
Predator in the 1700s.
And that's on what, Hulu?
It's on Hulu.
That's all right, why. That's where Disney's going to do all their Predator work, huh?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. And then there's
Predator versus Batman is needs to be our next movie.
We don't need that. Black Adam. I skipped a couple of the really ones I never heard of. Black Adam, October 21st. Actually, I have news about the trailer for that in a little bit. November 11th is Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Sure it is.
Supposedly. Allegedly.
I guess we get that trailer maybe during Ms. Marvel.
Maybe. December 16th is a movie I probably won't see. Avatar, The Way of the Water. No.
You got to. You got. No. Like the first one was the number one movie of all time.
Dude, he turned his back on his race to bang an alien. Stop.
But it was just fake. Then it was just his brainwaves. But then that's him.
And then allegedly December 21st is Shazam: Fury of the Gods.
I'm down for that one, man. I wish it was sooner.
Me too. And in Borderlands at some point this year.
I mean, those kids are going to be in their 40s.
Yeah, well. But so I would like to talk a little bit about Top Gun now without spoiling it, because I know you didn't see it, and in case anybody else didn't see it. So it's going to be very, very light on spoilers. I'm not going to give away any plot points. I'm not going to give away anything that would ruin the movie. What I will say is this was Tom Cruise's first $100 million weekend opening of his career.
Good for him.
It actually broke the Memorial Day weekend.
That's domestic, right? It was his first domestic opening
first
like that.
Domestic, yes. Well, it definitely wasn't for The Mummy.
It's fair.
It made $156 million in its four-day opening weekend domestically, beating out Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End by $3 million.
Wow.
The original pre-release estimates for this movie were between $80 and $130 million. It absolutely went way beyond that.
Good for it.
It looks like it's going to clear 200 or so million globally, I think.
I mean, look, for an ad for the United States Navy, that's pretty good globally.
Before we go into the bit of the plot, Paramount paid over $11,000 an hour to fly F-18 jets to the Navy.
It's worth it. I assume,
now,
based on what I've heard
about the movie. No person not in the military is allowed to touch the controls of a plane owned by the military.
Except for Tom Cruise,
right? No, not even Tom Cruise. Oh. The only thing you're allowed to touch of the militaries is small arms. Anything bigger than small arms, you're not, it's not, anything you see on screen is not actual military. So Tom Cruise actually had them practice flying specific jets like those made by Boeing that weren't military versions.
But
they went up in the cockpits, and apparently if you see the movie on Screen X version, mm-hmm. you'll see an additional like 30 minutes of footage from inside the cockpit during the movie of stuff that they shot that you can only see on that aspect ratio.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that either.
It's a debate between Dolby or IMAX or 4DX or Screen X.
I think I want to go see it again in Screen X. As far as the plot of the movie goes, what I can say without spoiling the movie is it definitely weaves nostalgia throughout the movie without overdoing the nostalgia to the point where you're like, oh, ugh. Like it really does a really, really, really good job. The music is there. Mr. McGillis wasn't in it, this movie. I mean, I'm sorry, Miss McGillis, Kelly McGillis wasn't in this.
Also wasn't in it.
Miss Ryan was not in it. They do explain where Meg is as like in dialogue.
What about Viper, Jester?
Yeah. No Viper, no Jester.
Jester's not fitting in a plane anymore.
No, I heard he's gotten a little bit.
Oh, you didn't watch Nobody yet. You got to watch Nobody. He plays. No.
He's a little bit bigger.
He's the father-in-law.
He makes me look good, doesn't he?
It's not good. Let's not go too far.
Wow. there's a really, really, really good scene with Val Kilmer. And there's, like I said, there's enough. The music's on point. And there's enough nostalgia to touch back. It's really, really, really one of the better movies that I've seen, even plot wise. The plot isn't so far fetched that you're like, really?
Right.
Nice. So I enjoyed it enough that I would like to go see it again.
All right.
I'm
I'll probably try and go this weekend. It's not as jam packed. I'm gigging Friday, but that's all I have on the books.
As far as
Dylan also didn't get a chance to see it yet.
I'm glad I didn't spoil it.
He got his ticks to Black Phone though. I know he was waiting for that one before it got pushed.
What's Black Phone?
Black Phone's with Ethan Hawke.
The
kid's kidnapped and stuck in his basement, and the only thing is a black phone that keeps ringing from somewhere.
Oh, nice. The Black Adam trailer. 7 days from today.
Oh, that's soon.
June 8th.
Oh, convenient. Oh, no, wait. Love and Thunder is July 8th, right?
Yeah, Love and Thunder is next month.
Okay, well, that's June 8th is fine.
June 8th works.
Maybe it'll be good. The first one was cool, but I don't need more dark DC.
No,
nope.
No, you're done.
Watch
you're done
Gotham Knights if I want to see the dark underbelly of DC.
Oh, I lost the page I had up.
I like a little more. Look, even The Rock is going to be fighting Hulk Hogan. I saw
where
one of their new WW something things.
What?
I saw. He said he's going to fight Hulk at some event coming up.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. It's going to smell very bad. Be a lot of bad smells going on there with Hulk in the ring, I'm sure.
I'll tell you what The Rock's cooking. It's HGH.
it's aggressive.
Do you want to, do you want to do the Star Wars celebration stuff and save Obi-Wan, or do you want to throw Obi-Wan stuff out there now and then?
Let's do the celebration. We can do the first two episodes of Obi-Wan, okay. Then we'll do the third. In case anybody's watched it, and anybody that has not watched it can bail and come back and listen to our thoughts on it.
That's a little bit of a throwback there, isn't it?
I don't even know what movie that is.
Is that the movie that he was the nanny alien? Hulk Hogan couldn't stop terrorism.
Commando or something, wasn't it?
Taking over an amusement park.
And Nanny Commando or something Commando?
Maybe. So this weekend that just passed was Star Wars Celebration. And there was a lot of stuff dropped. Like, a lot.
There was a lot of non-Star Wars.
There was a lot of non-Star Wars. We get some Harrison Ford showed up.
Yeah, look, the amount of money I'm sure they had to pay him to show up at this thing.
Maybe he just showed up because he likes... Oh, Three Ninjas High Noon.
Wow, okay. It's a deep cut.
Yeah, it is. Maybe he showed up because he just likes John Williams.
Man.
He could have done it on his own. Maybe he flew his helicopter over.
I feel like it was part of his contract for Indiana Jones. They were like, you're also going to go to these things.
Yeah, maybe. So let's see. We got a Star Wars Andor trailer. Did you watch the trailer for Andor?
I did. I don't care.
No?
No.
Lots of Mon Mothma? Young Mon Mothma?
Yeah, like, I know where it goes. So, like, Star Wars is really trying to dig in on this, the time between.
Yeah.
And it's really killing, because, like, I know how Andor ends. It's Rogue One.
Right.
Like.
Well, This is even better. It's 5 years prior to Rogue One, 12 episode first season, 12 episode second season in the works.
Yeah, that's fine.
How are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, look, most shows are 12 episodes. Like, that's not crazy.
Not in the Marvel side.
No, and 12 episodes, maybe they'll all be 12 minutes long, like The Mandalorian.
What Dylan threw down there is exactly what I was going to next. Star Wars Jedi Survivor,
which is awesome.
The sequel to Fallen Order. Lots of theories floating around the internet about who is in the back the tank at the end of the trailer.
Yeah, I don't. Unless he's saving the Inquisitor, right?
I don't know. The one that I saw that was the most interesting was that it's Starkiller. But Starkiller isn't canon at this point that I'm aware of.
No, I don't know where you would have gotten him from.
That's just it. I don't know. And that was just one of the theories that was thrown up there, is that, hey, maybe that's Starkiller. Like, that would be cool.
It could be the Night Sister.
It could be. It could be.
That she's supposedly going to be the other playable character.
That'd be awesome. That would be great.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff that we, the people that were not there, didn't get to see. We didn't get to see the first look at Ahsoka. But we did get to see Chopper come out on stage.
But it was just stills, I think, from Ahsoka, right? It wasn't video. I think it was just...
I think it was stills. There was... So, according to Dave Filoni, and according to little stuff that I've read, they're basically picking up from the end of Rebels. And they're gonna do that in live action.
So, are we? Where does the end of Rebels put us in the timeline?
Well, they definitely did cast Hera. They haven't announced the actress that I'm aware of yet for Hera.
They've not. We know Sabine. She was there.
Sabine was there. Ahsoka, obviously. There's no word on what's the dude's name, the big purple guy.
I don't know, I forget.
But you know who you're talking about. The big furry purple guy. Yes, Sabine. Chopper was out on stage. That was pretty cool. That was neat.
That's fine. He's the baby Yoda of the show. It's fine.
He's definitely the baby Yoda. Every show has to have a baby Yoda. They showed this. The one still they showed was a live action mural that they showed at the end of Rebels, where it was Ezra, like the whole group of them there. But I don't know how you could have that whole mural there live action, because there's one person you can't put there. Can't put Kane in there. Not in live action.
Why not?
Lest they use the World Between Worlds. Is that what it was called?
Yeah. I hope they don't go down that route.
Well, that's the symbol. That's the background of the show, and apparently that does play into part of it. But
is that how we're going to get back to Anakin being in it?
I hope Anakin's not in it.
He is. He's confirmed.
Is he?
Hayden Christensen is definitely in the Ahsoka show.
Well, she did fight Darth Vader.
We'll see. Like I said, she did in Rebels.
In Rebels.
And then
Ezra rescued her.
Look, it goes back into, I think there's too much. They keep trying to play with all the stuff in between and filling gaps.
Rather than going way before. They do have way before stuff.
It's not mass media. It's books.
Well.
High Republic's all books. And Yoda's in it.
Skeleton Crew?
That's going to be current. That's going to be somewhere in between, though, because it's going to be Force-sensitive kids.
Yes. Oh, with brooms.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Oh, JJ's going to watch this.
More Gotham Knight.
I actually would like to see Mace Windu return. And he's lobbying hard. He's hardcore going at it, too.
Well, so that's where John Watts went, though.
Where?
John Watts went to that Skeleton Crew.
Yes.
That's why he pawned off a Fantastic Four, it seems like.
Yes.
Which I mean, it's still Disney, but like, I don't know if I'd... Mm-hmm.
We got until February 2023, Mandalorian Season 3 comes out, and Favreau is already writing Season 4.
Yeah, it's fine. Bad Batch looks good.
Bad Batch looks good. Bo-Katan is confirmed for Mandalorian season 3.
Okay. There's a lot of post-production work because I think they're already done filming it.
Yep. Bad Batch season 2 showed a Wookiee Jedi.
Yeah.
Emperor Palpatine.
So do we get 3 months of Andor then if it's 12 episodes?
Oh, that's a lot of Andor, dude.
It is.
That's a lot of Andor.
Again, for a set of characters that are like, okay, it's the Rebellion. Woo! Wonder what's going to happen at the end of the Rebellion. Do they win?
What about Tales of the Jedi, the animated series?
I'm down. I mean, I tried watching the first one, not the Visions.
Yeah. Is
that I made it through an episode or two, and it was all right.
Apparently, this animated series is going to tell the origin stories of Ahsoka, younger Count Dooku, and they even got Liam Neeson coming back as Qui-Gon for this, which raises a couple of questions.
Well, I'm sure
a couple more minutes.
Sure, we'll see him before that.
That's what I was going to say.
Dylan, I don't think you get Mace Windu.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Maybe in an animated version again, like we did on the Clone Wars or something. But I don't think you get him outside of that. I don't know where you bring him back.
Let's see. You get Young Jedi Adventures as a new show headed to Disney Plus and Disney Junior. No. That pre-kindergarten children set during the High Republic era.
Whatever.
Okay. Indiana Jones 5 first image revealed.
Oh, is it just it was just Harrison in the outfit, right?
It wasn't even just Harrison. I'm going to share this real fast. This may or may not be Harrison Ford. We're not sure. That could be anybody.
It's not Harrison Ford. He can't stand like that. He'd fall over.
Well, you don't see if there's a thing propping him up there.
It's fair. He could be holding on to that rope so he doesn't fall. He
absolutely holding on to that rope so he doesn't fall. The Willow trailer popped up. Apparently, Mad Mardigan is going to be a very, very big part of this series.
Well, Mad Mardigan's kid.
Right. That's another thing. Oh, it's my. Well, I don't know. Is that a spoiler? We'll leave it. We'll save it.
The movie's 40 years old. Oh, you're talking about a different show.
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about Top Gun again.
Oh, got it.
Let's see. Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords. For Nintendo Switch, June 8th, 2022.
Wait, what was that?
Knights of the Old Republic 2.
Oh, yeah.
Lords video game.
Yeah,
for Nintendo Switch.
It's been out. It's been out for years. It's just they're redoing it for Nintendo Switch.
Right.
It was fine. It wasn't as good as the first one.
Let's see. That's book. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Harrison Ford shares tearful moment with John Williams. Did I miss anything big?
No, I appreciate that though.
Did I? I would love that. I would love go jump between the world between worlds and jump over and Korg is on it.
Hey, great. Hop on the ship and destroy the Death Star again. Want to come?
I'm in. Like I'm all in on it. I didn't miss anything from.
From Celebration, no, like I said, Willow looks fine. Willow looks like every other fantasy show that's come out in the last.
There was
40 years since Willow came out.
There were a lot of panels, a lot of interviews. I did see a little clip of Sam Witwer doing his Darth Maul voice, which was really awesome.
Yeah, there was that. There was I don't think we've met since the Vanity Fair with Kathleen Kennedy fully came out
of the closet.
No. Oh. About Star Wars and like they're not gonna recast and but did we she... talk about how they blamed Solo on Alden Ehrenreich?
Yeah, she didn't exactly say that, did she? But she kinda like hinted around at it.
She
like
did. She's like, we can't recast, and then they're like, but we're gonna recast.
Right. We can't recast, but here's young Luke and young Leia.
What?
What?
Mm.
That movie wasn't that bad.
I enjoyed
it. It wasn't great, but it was.
Out of the three J.J. Abrams movies, the best two movies were the ones in between.
I mean,
the new trilogy. Solo and Rogue One were the best two of those five movies.
I mean, I would go Last Jedi, Solo.
Stop. JJ's not listening. I would go Last Jedi over Rise of Skywalker for sure.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I would go it over whatever the first, what was the first one called?
I don't know. Oh, Force Awakens. I actually enjoyed Force Awakens.
The
Rogue Squadron movie, Taika Waititi's Star Wars movie, is going to come out before that.
Right, because Patty's doing Wonder Woman 4:17.
Who cares? We're not talking. And anything not made by Lucas is not canon to Star Wars. Pete, we're going to talk Obi-Wan in a minute. You got Kevin Feige Star Wars movie, Rian Johnson's, if it's even going to happen still. There's a whole bunch of movies in development, but it seems like they're leaning more towards TV shows than movies, which that's okay.
Like I said, it is as long as they get out of this. Like, they got so heavy into this, the Clone Wars thing. Like, let's tell the stories in between the stories we've already told. And, like, right. It takes away stakes.
It does. It totally does.
Speaking of not having stakes and things, let's go to, let's move up to, there you go. Obi-Wan.
So we're just going to talk the first two, not today's.
Let's start with the first two.
Okay.
Before we get into that, so mark it at the 51-minute mark for that. As always, hey, thanks everybody for listening. If you're listening to the podcast version, please drop us a 5-star rating, drop us a review. We'll read it on the next episode. If it's besides that, throw a share to us on your Facebook, on your Twitch, wherever. And, get us those extra likes, those extra people joining the conversation. The more, the merrier is our thought on it. So now that spiel is out of the way, let's dig into some Obi-Wan.
I even put hashtags in the episode today. Lots of hashtags.
So we'll talk the first two, and then the last couple minutes we'll hit the one from today.
Yeah. What did you think? We'll just go right to that.
Oh, well, all right then. I'm in. First two episodes, I'm in. I didn't see this being the way that they go with it, which obviously spoilers, as he said there. So we get, I didn't expect them to go the Leia route. I don't know why I didn't expect them to go to Leia route. It makes sense.
Yep.
And builds that relationship that, like, they kind of hint at in the first movie. Like, one line, Obi-Wan, come help us. You're our only hope. It hints at a previous relationship there of some sort. Right. And the fact that they built an entire TV show over that one line is, like, where they're at this point as Star Wars. Remember that one time that one person said something? Let's build a 6-episode show about that.
And also, it also explains, now you understand why Kylo Ren's name is Ben, maybe.
I don't know. I think that was going to happen one way or the other, probably once they heard the stories. But I was into the episodes. I thought they did a nice job. It's tough with Ewan McGregor because he looks like he did at the end of Revenge of the Sith. Like, he doesn't look like he's aged 20 years, even though it's been 20 years.
No, but they really did a good job making him frail and seeming like he's just not.
Yeah, I don't buy that this dude in 6 years is Alec Guinness.
No, no. He's gotta, unless he gets force aged, which that might be a thing.
Yeah, this isn't the guy that's in Rebels fighting Darth Maul in a couple years.
No, he's not there yet, but they definitely did a good job making him look hopeless, frail.
Well, when you put a good actor in one of these roles and let them actually act instead of being like, all right, look, you need to do this. We're going to put a helmet on you. Tell you what, put this over your face.
Put this over your face and go... Here, this guy's going to walk around. You go in a booth and read.
And talk into this tin can. All this. Thanks. Okay.
Yes.
Great. Sold.
I thought it was great. I thought the dislike from Owen to him was really good. That was a really, really good scene. That he's got to be trained. What, like, you trained his father? That was like, wow.
Yeah, and there's steps, right? or are they half? They're half.
They
were half siblings of Anakin, right?
Yes. I think so. Yeah.
Which they age them all. Yes, oh, yeah, because we don't know. Because we know their dad. We don't know who Anakin's dad was still.
No, you know their mom.
Yeah,
Shmi,
but I thought
Shmi was Owen's mom, right?
Right, but I think we knew the dad there too, but we'd never met Anakin's dad.
Right. He was the guy in that wheelchair, that hover wheelchair thingy.
Wow, Pete's vicious. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah. I didn't pick up on the A-wing. Was it the A-wing or the?
No, it's like a transport ship or something.
Yeah, I didn't pick up on that. I totally missed that.
From what Luke was playing with in the original.
Totally missed that. I was mad at myself for that. I really liked seeing Jimmy Smith come back.
Yeah, dude doesn't age, right?
Nope. I didn't know he was in it. That's awesome.
No, they've done a better job than usual keeping people non-spoilery here with all the people that were leaked.
Apparently, there's more cameos coming that we don't know about.
I thought the clone cameo was great.
That was really, really well. You know, the daughter with the daughter. Surprise. The girl with the pink hair that was trying to sell him spice.
That's the character that played Wedge's niece.
That's Ewan McGregor's daughter.
I know.
Yeah.
The character that played Wedge was his uncle.
Yes. It's like three generations of people in Star Wars.
Yeah, not as good as Ewan McGregor's brother, who is in the Royal Air Force, whose call sign was Obi-2.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, so they introduced young Leia, and as Pete points out, her acting is super. She's 7 years old. We're 10.
Yeah, let's not assume Star Wars writing has magically gotten good.
No, the dialogue's always been shitty.
Because now you have a lot of people that are trying to stick to that George Lucas mindset, which is the worse the dialogue, the more likely it'll make it into the show. I think they're there. I think she's doing fine. I think the choices they're giving her are not great.
Right.
I get it. She's a precocious kid, but like, there's a war. Like, I don't care who the kid is. You don't let the kid be a brat and run around and get outsmarted by Flea.
Flea.
Of all the people that could outsmart a kid. You know, but I think she's doing fine for what she's given. I don't agree with the adults' choices around her more than her from a storyline standpoint. I think Kamal Nanjiani's character was great.
Yeah.
I mean, the third sister, the comments that are coming at the actress that plays Reva are crazy online, Dylan, to your point.
Star Wars fans have always been that toxic crap. I mean, every fandom has it, but Star Wars seems to like take it to another level. She's fine. She's been fun. I haven't seen an issue with her. If it's the dialogue, that's
look, none of their dialogue's good. Ewan McGregor is a great actor. His dialogue's all garbage.
Yeah.
Because Wars dialogue.
I think she's playing great.
You know, I think you see even more from her in episode 3.
Do you think the Grand Inquisitor's dead?
Maybe he's in the back of the tank in Survivor.
It's possible.
I don't know. I mean, if it's the same Grand Inquisitor, which I would assume there's a never ending supply of them.
Yeah.
As was in Rebels, then obviously no. But here's the weird part. Like, we should be like deep in Thrawn territory here.
Yes. Because this is, well, you figure this is what, 10 years maybe before Rebels?
No. Because in New Hope, Luke's only 17 in New Hope.
Well, how old's Leia when she shows 10. Up in Rebels?
Well, she can't be more than 15 or 16.
Right. She's what, supposed to be 10 here? Okay, yeah. So five years.
Barely. So
we're 5 years out?
But there's Thrawn books that have Thrawn in like the whole stretch of the Empire. Like, he wasn't brand new when we got him in Rebels. He'd been around.
We didn't talk about Dr. Trash. Sorry, Jimmy. I honestly thought the first two episodes were really good. I thought it set a nice base. It was great to see him in the role again.
Yeah, I like I said, is for somebody that usually shits on all these things, I thought they started out strong out of the gate. I think they're telling an interesting story. As it continues, I'm less and less bought in because I, like I said earlier, which kind of was driven home, as we transition into episode 3 right now.
Yes.
Transition.
So if you haven't seen episode 3 yet, we're at the 1 hour mark.
Come back at the 1 hour mark after you watch, right. Go watch, come back. But as we transition into that, I am getting less bought in because the stakes get lower.
Well, yeah, because we know how the story ends.
Right. So now that they're trying to make conflict with characters we know, because why wouldn't we bring in a little Leia? Oh, great. But I know she's going to be fine.
Right.
Like, so there's no real stakes there.
And you know that Darth Vader coming after Obi-Wan, you know he's going to be fine.
Right. It's Obi-Wan and Darth Vader. Oh, God, what's going to happen to him? Oh, he's going to be fine.
Right.
That's right. They're both going to be fine.
I do like the fact that at this point in Darth Vader's career, he is vicious still. Like, he's vicious.
It's all crazy.
He's vicious all the way up until that hallway scene in Rogue One. And then it seems like he's dialed off the viciousness a little bit while still force choking commanders and stuff. Because I don't think you got to figure you're going back to a movie from the 70s or 80s. So,
yeah, I mean, look, they continue to show why he was.
Yes.
Why he was the most feared force in the galaxy,
which is what they didn't do. So Boba Fett, I think, was more fan build up as the most badass bounty hunter in the world. In the
100%. He was never that in Star Wars lore.
Right. The fans built him up to be this ultimate badass, and he turned out to be more of a Zen, not badass. Darth Vader was built up to be this badass, and they're showing you he's a badass. Him walking down that street and just kill, yes, drag,
snapping necks and interrogating as you go, like, it's crazy.
And what he did to Obi-Wan, like, that's like deep hatred. Like, here, I'm going to make fire with my lightsaber, and now I'm going to burn you. Your turn.
Yeah, and then do we get him in a back the tank?
I don't know.
And I don't know if you saw the other jacks in my discourse online on Facebook earlier today.
No.
We discussed, and he watched the episode this morning.
Oh, yes. I didn't read all of that. I saw
it. And it was like, wait a minute. So you can lift him up in the air, but you can't carry him over the fire.
I don't think
fire stops you.
I don't think he wanted to carry him over the fire. I think he drug him purposely.
Right, but then...
Oh, after that.
Then there was a big fire, and oh my God, we can't get through the fire. What are we going to do?
Maybe he's... Right. And I saw that too, what Dylan said.
That meme. Luke, that was
Luke,
great.
Luke saw good in him, but Ben Solo had one bad dream, and he's like, nope, dead.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's weird with their limitations of the Force, because... 30 seconds earlier, he has Obi-Wan up in the air, and then all of a sudden there's a big fire, and he's like, I don't know where he went. What do I do? He's going to get away with the really slow robot.
I think he let him get away. I think he's just kind of like, he knows he's broken.
We know he has to get away.
Now, here's...
Because he's there in New Hope.
Here's...
and he wasn't horrifically burned.
No, he wasn't, that we saw. Here's the little.
He wasn't in Rebels either. We saw him in Rebels.
That's true. Here's the little rant that I have, the little issue I have with Star Wars now. You take Anakin Skywalker from the minute he started killing kids, right? Killed all them little kids, killed all them Jedi, walked down the street killing innocent people. Who knows how many other innocent people he has killed?
Yeah.
But he has one moment where he turns on the Emperor, and now he can be a Force ghost. All that shit's gone, and it's like, oh, you redeemed yourself. You're good.
That's what Lucas said, so it's okay.
But now what happens? What happens now when does Obi-Wan become a Force ghost at the end of Return of the Jedi? He is right?
Yeah.
Do they turn him into Ewan McGregor? Or do you leave him as Alec Guinness?
He's the older version.
So you figure you would have to keep him as Alec Guinness, right?
Because you're talking about since they switched Hayden Christensen in. Well, I was going to say is
since Luke only knows older Ben, that's right. The Ben he sees as his Force ghost, right? That's the Force ghost that Ben.
Yeah, I don't think you swap that out. I mean, I think when you get the Qui-Gon Force ghost in the next episode or so, that talks Ben through his fever dream he's going to have for all of episode 4.
I think
all of episodes 4 is going to be him in a back of the tank. It's going to be Boba Fett. It's going to be him in a back of the tank having flashbacks and healing. It's what the entire episode is going to be while Leia's fine. And nothing bad happens to her.
He didn't kill Grogu. That's why he's a Force ghost. Okay. So does that mean the Mandalorian's going to be a Force ghost because he can wield the Darksaber?
We'll see.
Got
like 9 seasons of the Mandalorian left.
Did you see what what Ewan McGregor teased?
No.
When they asked him, he teased that they asked him something about the episodes and he's like, "Oh, I can't wait for you to see episode 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, "What?" And he's like, "You never know.
You know, it's 6. It's fine.
For now."
But again,
look, get him to 6. Do the 6 episodes. Get him to where he's a little bit older. And then give me 6 more episodes where he's old ass in makeup.
Doing
Tie it together.
Doing what?
Cooking Bantha food.
Yeah, he's
sitting in a fire, cooking. Watching Luke from afar.
He's crazy. Where does he become crazy old Ben in the hills? That's the question.
He's got to, at some point, talk to Luke. Before A New Hope, they've interacted before A New Hope, right?
Yeah, well, we have obviously they've probably interacted at some point already, and Owen is finally like, yeah, no.
So you figure,
look, you're not maybe, the kid's dad anymore.
Maybe episode 6, we flash forward to him in old man makeup, and that ties it all together.
They're trying to act like he's that old.
He's moving around like that.
Well, so I mean, I think we'll dig in and episode. I really think that episode 4 will be him healing back up and reconnecting to the Force, because obviously he's cut off from the Force, which is why he's now the shittiest lightsaber fighter in the galaxy.
Yeah, he didn't look good at all, did he?
And obviously all on purpose, right? Sure. And why he struggled to hold her up when she fell in episode 2 between the rafters, right? Because he's cut off from the Force. He's got to reestablish that. And I think that's what you get for all of episode 4.
Where Qui-Gon comes back and helps him.
But do we not get Leia and Reva? Reva?
Well, you're going to have to. Maybe
do we not get them with Darth Vader?
No, you can't have her with Darth Vader yet.
Right. You can't till New Hope.
Till A New Hope. So something has to stop her. Maybe a cameo from someone.
Maybe we get the Quinlan.
Cal Kestis.
Who they teased? No, well, Quinlan, they just teased.
They did tease Quinlan.
Quinlan was in the Clone Wars show.
Okay.
And is a lesser-known character that we know is still alive because he's helping get younglings.
What about maybe Commander Cody shows up?
No.
No? I can't think of who else it would be.
I don't think you get...
Can't be Boba. He's still... Is Boba around?
Yeah, Boba's around. Boba's bounty hunting stuff.
Oh, okay. He's being a badass.
It could be, if you want to go that route, it could be any of the other clones. You already have Tamara Morrison on set.
Right.
So you could, but I guess all the other clones age super fast? No.
Maybe.
I
guess we'll see.
Because you get Old Man Rex in Rebels.
You do.
So he could be Rex.
He could be Rex, because Rex is also there at the Battle of Endor.
He could be Wolf. He could be Cody. He could be any of the clones from Rebels.
Could he be any of the Bad Batch?
He could be. I don't think we'll get him as any of the Bad Batch. No.
Before we go, Dylan, earlier, Friday, this Friday, coming up, 2 days.
Yeah, how many episodes do we get to drop?
For The Boys?
2, 3?
I think they'll drop 2. I think that seems to be the thing, is to drop 2 episodes.
Okay.
But that's something to watch this weekend. There you go. Maybe I'll go swim in a pool and watch some buoys.
Yeah.
Nope. Just
Don't say that out loud again.
Nope. Didn't mean that.
Well, all right. Well, you enjoy the boys at the pool, Frank.
I'm going to cut that part out of the show.
Yep. It's better than dropping the kids off at the pool.
Oh, boy. You playing anywhere this weekend?
Yeah, I'm at Tony's in Ivyland Friday night, little 9 to 12. Ooh, cool place. Come get dinner. Hang out for drinks at the bar afterwards and listen to the show.
All right.
And other than that, we'll see you guys all next week. We got to thank you all for finding the Geek Spot as always. We appreciate you joining the conversation and then look forward to you joining the next one.
Phillies are losing. Yeah, man. Thank you, everybody. Bye.